This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, can we do it again and again and again? Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy 4th of July weekend. Mike and I are done after today. We'll be back on Monday. But most of you, like us, are getting a long 4th of July weekend. But as we head towards it, the good news is last night we saw a lineup with Profar in it, who, by the way, nice outing.
Right.
2-for-4, home run, 2 runs scored. And here's where I'm at today, Mike, with this team, because they'll wrap up this series with the Angels. You know, you lost the first one, you win. And last night we got a grand slam from Olsen. Sean Murphy showed up. Money had 2 hits. Ozzy hit. I need to see this version of this lineup and what they can do. And if we are out of it after the All-Star break at the end of July, then we can talk about some of these options that we've been dealing with. But this is – it looked different, Mike, last night with Profar in it. Now, it took him a while to explode. I mean, we had a 7th run, 6th inning.
Right.
But don't you want to see what this is going to look like before we start to talk about fire sale?
Yeah, I mean, well, look, first off, I don't think they'd ever fire sale it. I got to be honest. We were just talking before the show. I mean, the 4 years of lean Braves baseball was 14, 15, 16, 17. And, of course, worst to first in 18 and then rest, you know, you guys familiar with. So, and even then, you know, they never copped to the fact that, they were going to rebuild. But everyone kind of knew what it was. But now, you know, when you got Acuna in that contract, and we're going to talk about Ronald Acuna because an interesting pronouncement on Major League Baseball's network today about him. But Matt Olson's raking. Riley's still kind of a mystery. Ozuna is struggling. But you're right. If Albies can get out of this funk, and this is the worst funk of his career. If he can get out of that, then we're cooking. Murphy is showing signs of life. I mean, got to give credit where credit's due. Another big fly for Murph. So, hey, man, worth waiting for, baby. Keep on trucking. But you're right. If Profar, and we said yesterday with Grant, if Profar could be a shot in the arm, hey, let's go. But the pitching situation is really could be insurmountable if we're real, if we're being a real realist here.
Yeah, look, I still believe that this is still too much to overcome. That's just me. Because I still don't believe, Mike, we're going to become the team where we're scoring 6, 7, 8 runs a night, right? Last night, and as an aberration, that doesn't happen every night. That's not who we've been. That's not our makeup. So we're going to have nights like last night, but what are we? I mean, if you took from the beginning of the season in April to right now, and I asked you, what is this team, you would say it's a team that doesn't score more than 3 runs a night. Well, that's not enough to win the major leagues. It's not enough to win the big games and the series you need to win. But if we had the pitching, I would feel a little bit different. And if you're just joining this and you're like, Dukes and Bill, what are you guys talking about? You didn't hear Schwellenbach on the IL. So you've got Sale out. You've got Spencer Schwellenbach out. 15-day IL. We know it's going to be longer than that. When I read this, guys, they keep saying broken elbow, which is how they're – you know, that's how it's being written.
I mean, there's something broken in his elbow. I mean, there's a bone which has got a – like you can have a hairline fracture, but it's still something broken in your elbow.
Broken elbow doesn't sound good. But I'm with you. I think – just where I'm at, but I still need to see. Now, the irony to this is people from the outside are watching us, and I'm talking about our Braves, and guys like Carlos Pena, who's on Major League Baseball Network, Mike, they're talking about the Braves, where we are, the injury situation. And then he says this about Ronald Acuña Jr.
Where are you on this?
Yeah, I would definitely entertain that if I were the Braves. And if I'm another team trying to acquire a player that's going to make a difference immediately, right, granted, if he's healthy, you see what he's capable of doing. Coming right. in the limelight, coming in the postseason, he would be a difference maker. And that's the carrot that I'm dangling in front of any team to see if I can get back a pretty big haul.
Yeah.
I would certainly entertain that.
And I think the shame for the Braves is Sale got hurt because I would have done Acuña and Sale.
Okay, they're never going to trade Ronald Acuña, so let's just get that through your noggins, Braves fans. You hear that, and you know I get it. It's from what's the old line, Chuck? You say the view from 30,000 feet. You know, somebody who's not as familiar taking the big picture. No, they're never going to move on from Acuña because the contract makes such perfect sense, and it's just that's an impossibility, Carl. Something that can never happen. I mean, now would I do it if they continue to tailspin? I would certainly like to hear what the offers are. You know, I could restock my farm system. Where am I going? I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't pick up the phone and answer that phone call, but I'm just saying to the fans, you know they're never going to do that.
Well, listen, the contract is reasonable from baseball standards. There's not a team in Major League Baseball that's not looking far from that contract and going, I'll take that dude right now because he's cheap and he plays at a very high level. But would you really entertain that? Now, the only thing I said, and I only said it yesterday, if we are 15, 16 games out, I'm seriously considering sitting Ronald. There's no doubt in my mind because you're wasting him. Mm-hmm. What are you playing for? And there's more opportunity for him to get hurt playing in the outfield and doing what he does. And, yes, he's looked great, and he looks like he's back from the injury. But if you're not playing for anything, why are you risking your superstar? And now we know he's going to start in the All-Star game, which is deserving, and it's great for Atlanta. But the idea that, you know, Carlos Pena is like, yeah, that's something I'd entertain. Okay, we have to be completely a blank show.
Right.
And we're not. We're not a blank show. Last night was a prime example of that. I think as we look at this, if this lineup can score, it's going to come down to, Mike, the guys like tonight. It's Grant, right? I mean, it's a Bryce Elder, should I say. You got to see. Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. You've got to see what these other guys are going to be able to do.
But, I mean, Bryce Elder against a home run hitting team equals disaster. Hope I'm wrong tonight. We'll all be watching. But, yeah, it's if Bryce can just keep it in the ballpark. See, that's the thing. You look at Tyler Anderson, who doesn't have electric stuff, but he mixes up speeds. If Bryce Elder can become that, then he can last in the show. But, you know, and remember, yes, he had that amazing All-Star year, and then, whoops, they figured him out by the All-Star break, and he's just been scuffling ever since. But that's a lot to ask. I mean, you had to get the kid out last night, Didier Fuentes, because he didn't want to see him for a third time in the lineup for the Angels. So you just don't have the pitching. And, you know, if you're not going to be able to find the trade partner because nobody wants Ozuna because he's banged up now, and, you know, and they're not going to trade Murph. I was down on Murph earlier in the year. Murph is starting to swing a bat, and I'm not as warm and fuzzy on Drake Baldwin just yet. Drake's still learning at the major league level. So you're not going to trade Murph. So you are going to have to move prospects. It gets us back to our question yesterday. If they can get it, they're 6.5 in the wild card. What's the number for you in the wild card? 4? 5? I mean, a couple more wins? Be at 500 by the All-Star break? Be a game under 500? That's 2021 all over again. You willing? Then would you move some prospects to try to make a run?
Only if we're completely out of it. And when I say that, I mean like you and everybody else knows. See, as long as there's hope, I don't think they're going, look, Alex is not going to do that. As long as there's some hope, they're not going to do that. And we haven't gotten there.
No, but I'm saying use your prospects to get some people in here that are going to affect.
Yes.
And that would be two starting pitchers. Right now, it's two starting pitchers.
Yes. Now, Mike, if there's hope, yes, you got to still try to make some moves. Yeah. Absolutely. There's no doubt. 404-726-0929. Would you even entertain it? Not me. Not him. But would you? Because Carlos Pena says the Braves should consider trading Ronald Acuña, considering our situation.
I didn't even hear the Pena comments until I got to work today. I'm wearing my Acuña NASA shirt today, which is one of my faves. So, yeah, apropos, no.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you guys know how big of an Acuña fan I've been. It's no secret, right?
Right.
I mean, like, I since 18, I've been saying this guy's going to be a superstar, and people laughed. The bottom line is he's turned out to be everything you expected. And then some.
Minus the injuries, which happened. It's kind of what happened to Trout, to a lesser extent.
Exactly right. And so, for me, like, does he get the pub? Mike's talked about this. Does he get the recognition he deserves? No. He doesn't. He should be on more stuff. He should be involved in more marketing and advertising and commercials. There's no doubt about that. But that's fine. But we know what he is. And I don't trade my best player Right. Not in his prime.
Yeah, the league, like we've talked about, the network staff for some reason just treat Atlanta like we're a third world country. We're second class citizens on Sports Center, you know, and look, I'll never understand it. We're one of the biggest cities in America, top seven market. Acuña in New York or Chicago, maybe the MLB would do a better job of marketing him. The only guy they've known how to market is Ohtani. That's it. And that he sells himself. It's pretty simple. Even MLB can't screw that up. Ronald's got another year under contract in 26 and then 2 years of club options and then unrestricted free agent in 2029, just in case you're wondering about the contract.
Yeah, it's very doable, man. Meanwhile, Carlos Pena wasn't done. Not only does he want to trade Ronald Acuña, but considering where we are, what else would you do, Carlos? Would you blow this up?
Mullenbach had also mentioned 110 innings. That's the most on the club. So he's been a constant steadiness. They lose this steadiness. Carlos, I'm with Joel. This is doom, right? We go the media overreaction game, concern, panic, doom. This smells like doom.
Yes, and you have to be really good at assessing where you're at, right? I mean, you see where you're at right here at the mid part of the season, and there's going to be some decisions to be made here halfway when the trade deadline comes along. You have to be aggressive. You have to put your emotions aside and figure out what you need to do. Now, am I saying that they need to blow it up? Yes.
It's over. The run is over.
He said the run's over.
No, you're not surviving this year, I mean, but your core is there for next year. How deep are you blowing it up? Reasonably deep?
I mean, if you're going to do it, because, again, you got to seriously consider in this offseason a replacement for Ozzie Albies, unless he gets it on track. Mm. I mean, he needs to rake at an incredible level. And, look, he's a value at $40 million the life of his contract. That's another thing. I'm sure the bean counters at Liberty, I know it's the Braves, they spun it off. The guys who signed the checks like that deal. But, yeah, Ozzie's got to get rolling. Profar can be a spark. Profar can be this year's Jock Peterson. That's what everybody was, you know, talking about from the 21. You know, it's 21. You know, you are 11 games out. You're 7 games under. The Phillies look like they're kind of stretching their legs a little bit now. The Mets are still not playing well. They got a big Subway Series where the Yankees might clean their clock. So the Mets now, all of a sudden, you can feel, you know what? If we could just put a run together, find two starting pitchers, and, again, I left out Money Harris. If Money Harris continues to get things together, you know, but these are all ifs, right? You buying that?
It's a lot of ifs.
Outside Atlanta, they say blow it up. We're too close to it. We say no. We're going to try to be buyers, not sellers.
It is a tough decision, but I think the record's going to dictate everything. I think the record can dictate what you do and justify it. 404-726-0929. 16 out, Mike. I don't think people would be upset if you made some moves. If we are 5 or 4 or 3 games within the wild card and we're on the hunt, then I think people will be upset if you're not trying to make this team better.
Right.
The record is going to dictate what Alex does moving forward. What do you guys think? We'd love to hear from you on this lead-in to 4th of July, man. It's our Friday. We got a lot to get to. Mm-hmm. Our man B-Mac's going to stop by. He normally joins us on Fridays, but we're going to talk some NFL with him. Lots of stuff going on still in the NBA, including all these proposed trades for Giannis, Mike. I mean, a guy sent me this today, and I was like, okay, look, I like Giannis a lot, but I can't do this, Hawks fans. I can't give up J.J., Jalen Johnson, Zachary Richaché, the 26th first-round unprotected pick, the 26th second-round pick, the 27th second-round pick. You want me to keep going?
Hey,
this is what they're talking about.
Hey, second-round picks are garbage.
That's what they're talking about.
Second-round picks are garbage. I'd move him in a heartbeat. You know, you got to give to get. And, again, we like what we see with Richaché. We like what we think we like with Jalen Johnson. What's to say Jalen Johnson gets 30 games into the season, something else happens?
So yeah.
I mean, sometimes guys are injury-prone. They become injury-prone, like Zion.
Maybe he is. But what, are you going to be good for 1 year? With Giannis, 2 years? How long are you going to be good? Because you're not keeping both Trey and Giannis at that level.
I'm rolling the dice with this one. Again, you're going to have to try to be very creative with your roster because you still have, you know, Porzingis, but be creative with your roster the way the big three were. Now, granted, you remember you had all those guys on those tiny contracts or relatively tiny contracts.
Nobody's getting paid.
You know, in Miami, other than the big three. Be a hard, you know, hard needle to kind of thread, but yeah. I'm sick and tired of the play, and I want bold action. And yes, I mean, I can't keep saying Jalen Johnson's – when Giannis is on the table, goodbye. Come on, Giannis, welcome. Yazoo!
Then you better win it.
Yeah.
404-726-0929. And I don't know if that team is winning it.
No risk it, no biscuit.
This is true.
Get me out of that play-in, Joe.
We keep talking about the Hawks not taking any chances. That's why we're so excited about what they've done so far. But I'm just – is that too much? We're coming back. We got a lot to chop up today, man. Daily Download.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Loads next. Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's funny, we were just talking about those Waymos yesterday on the show because I was talking about technology and hitting and all that stuff, and Mike was just telling me one got stuck. I saw one here in the Midtown area just, you know, flashing its lights, not knowing what to do, and I'm like, what are you doing? The freakiest thing, and I'll say this because I just made the turn onto Peachtree today to get to work. And it's at a light. And when you make the turn and you don't see anybody in the driver's seat, it's the freakiest thing.
Yes.
It just is. Like, you're used to turning and seeing people and, you know, at least maybe making a little eye contact, and nobody sitting in the front seat. And I'm just saying, it's the freakiest thing.
There's a video, and I'll repost it at Mike Bell ATL, but it's Waymo, and it's basically the Waymo is, like, locked up because he's tripped up over all the steel plates on the road. So, you know, again, and by the way, Juniper, man, please, when they get this thing done, it's going to be great. But, yeah, basically two-thirds of Midtown at one point or another have been steel plates. So, yeah, that would be a problem for a car that's autonomous and sees it as an obstruction.
It's all, by the way, when is Juniper going to be done?
They put a couple of high rises up. We lost Joe's on Juniper and Einstein's and all that, with some great old spots in the neighborhood. But yeah, now they got, it's down to, like, I sneak home that way. Man, it is a nightmare. But soon, Carl, it'll be all paved. Right now, not so much.
Okay. I like it. I think it's going to be great once it's done. But it feels like we've been under construction, oh, I don't know, for the last 25 years.
Right.
It just feels that way. All the major streets. Either way, we were just talking about those Waymos. If you've taken one, by the way, let us know what you think. If you've taken one. Nobody on this show has taken one.
Nor will I.
So if you've taken one, let us know. Because everybody gets out and they're like, this is great. You see the videos. I'm like, really? All right, we're talking about our Braves guys. Carlos Pena on MLB Network basically said he'd trade Ronald Acuna based on our circumstances. I think he's crazy. And then he also said he'd blow it up. That may not make as much sense to you either. Mm. But, guys, this is kind of what people are saying. Most people don't give us a shot. They're looking at this from afar, and they're like, they're not going to get it done. Mike and I think our biggest concern, you tell me, my biggest concern now is that the pitchers who have been performing for you are unavailable. Schwelly and Sale were a big part of, okay, when we get Strider back, we'll have at least three guys that we can count on. And now it's not that way. Now, respect to Grant Holmes and what he did the other night, but, Mike, we're talking about, again, that what we've seen, the sample from those guys, and that's my concern now. It's not the bats. The bats are the bats. They haven't hit all season.
Right.
But But, man, you got to be able to at least keep your team in the game.
Guys were asking us, and Carl and I were kind of giggling during the commercial break. You said, you know, what about Ian Anderson? At least he's been in the show. Because remember, guys, Ian Anderson was traded and then got released, and then they picked him off waivers. And I just looked it up. 1-3 with a 6.10 ERA in 31 innings with the Stripers. Is he still on the Stripers, Day-Day? Ian Anderson, we'll find out. But anyway, guy was asking about it. I mean, yeah, you'd like somebody with some experience. See, this is when you need to go bargain shopping and find yourself a Jake Odorizzi, an Odorizzi, or a Yanni Chirino, I call them, Yanni Chirino.
Yes.
Because that's all you're going to get before the trade deadline. You're going to find some basically called bums off waivers.
That's what it's going to look like. All right, man, more on the Braves. You guys can chime in. Yes, we won last night.
It looked like you ain't playing, Day-Day just said. Yeah.
Okay.
How about Ian Anderson for the guy that asked?
Okay, well, then I guess that's not happening. We did win last night 8-3. We'll see what they do tonight. Bryce Elder on the hill. But these are the bigger concerns. There's the everyday stuff, and then it's, okay, what does this look like 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks from now, Mike? Because it doesn't feel like it did the last few years where we knew we were going to be in it, and you knew that regardless if we lost a couple of series, hey, we're still in the mix. It just doesn't feel that way. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My man Dominator behind the glass, handling all the things on our board, and, of course, Day-Day is our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
What about Profar? I mean, I said, I didn't know what he's going to do. Mike, I don't know if you felt like he was going to come out like this. 2-for-4 home run, 2 runs scored last night. A really good first outing for him as far as, you know, a good showing, should I say, to be in the lineup. Here's what Snit said about Profar.
Yeah, that's what we said. And, you know, I caught the teed it up for him that first at bat with the bases loaded. And, but yeah, that was good. You know, started a big inning and finished off. So, you know, I thought his bats were pretty good. Just missed the one, second time up.
Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of nice to have that other switch hitter in the middle of the lineup. And, you know, you feel good when he's up there. He's going to have a good at bat and take some walks. And so, yeah, that makes the lineup a little longer.
He's a pro, right?
Right.
He's been in the league, you know, what, 9 to 11 years, whatever it's been. Mike, are we mad at – I'm not saying us. Are Braves fans mad at Profar? How do you feel?
Well, they don't know him, right? They don't know who the guy is. And generally, you know, if he doesn't speak English, that's always a cue for some Braves fans to not like him. Did I just say that? But, no, as far as Profar, they don't have a familiarity with him. So – and he did apologize, by the way, in English for his malfeasance. And he said a number of times that he's responsible for what he puts in his body. But they don't know him yet. And all they know is this guy ain't here to help. And when everything else is going wrong, he was kind of a cherry on top of a first half crap Sunday. But if this guy can give it the spark, hey, talk to Braves fans in a week from now if he's got 3 or 4 more home runs and a ton of RBIs.
Yeah. And somebody asked me, aren't you mad at him? No. We need him.
I'm not happy the guy missed the first half and will be ineligible for the postseason. But if he's here and he can contribute and give us, I mean, yes, a Rosario, Jock Peterson like spark, hell yeah.
Yeah. I'm not upset from that standpoint because there's nothing we can do about it. Like the 80 games are gone. Like if you're sitting here and you're mad about, I can't believe he missed 80, we knew that. Like, can he help us? And if he can, I'm all for it. Meanwhile, you said you're giving Murph some relief. You're going to give him get off his back a little bit?
I poop on you. Remember Triumph the Insult Dog? I poop on you. Yeah, man, when you're not going well and you got guaranteed money and you're not making, you know, chicken feed, you know, we need you to step up. He's on a little bit of a heater now. Let's hope it continues. And that's what he's here to do. And he has had pretty good rep with runners in scoring position. So good for that.
Snit on Murph and the power he's showing.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. The bats have been better. Even the foul balls have been just, you know, he's staying tall and getting off good swings. And, you know, he's done a lot of damage here lately. So, you know, I'm going to run him back out there tomorrow. I mean, he's it's been good to see because we saw it. And, you know, the year he made the All-Star team. And then, you know, I think with some injuries and now he's, you know, come back and he's healthy and you know, it's really good because, you know, big, strong guy like that, man, it's, you know, what he's hit a grand slam and a 3-run homer in his last 3 games, I think. So that's something that we've been lacking.
So here's the thing for me. When guys tried to tell me that Murph's statistical numbers were good in high leverage situations, men on base, two outs, like last night, 2 outs. That's a big hit, right? That is something we hadn't seen enough of. So when you start to look at the numbers, this is where it can be deceiving, and you go, well, look at his numbers. I mean, he's got a good average. It's what we see, and last night was a prime example of that. Two outs, men on base, he comes through. And if Snit's saying he's getting better at bats because he's watching him certainly closer than we are every day, then that's good, Mike. But I still think that for what we think Murph should be, he isn't that.
Nobody on base, he's averaging 213. This is at batting average, not OPS or anything. Runners on, 238. Scoring position, batting 297.
That's the difference.
Bases loaded, 66-7. So get some ducks on the pond, and Murphy apparently is up for the occasion.
That is the difference. While we were talking about Profar, by the way, if you missed it, this was the solo home run. And look, I thought the crowd last night gave him a nice ovation.
Profar down the right field line. It's a fair ball, and it's a solo homer. And his first game here at Truist Park wearing that uniform.
An absolute bomb here from Profar, and he knew it. As soon as he hit it, how good did this feel for Jerks and Profar? 413 feet away.
He did tattoo it.
Yeah, let's get some more of that. Hey, man, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
We're staying with baseball, guys. Mike, are you into these milestones? Because Clayton Kershaw became the fourth left-handed pitcher to reach 3,000 strikeouts last night. Obviously, our big three, right? Maddux, Smoltz, Glavine, they all reached this plateau. They're all Hall of Famers because of it and multiple other things. But it is a big deal for pitchers, man.
Yeah, man. You think about the best left-handers of all time. I was lucky enough as a kid to see the Phillies play the Mets a lot with Steve Carlton and watch him battle Tom Seaver. But, yeah, Clayton Kershaw. And in his prime, before we started getting the injuries, I'm glad he got to this milestone because that motion and the way that ball drops. I mean, guys, there's a video that came out. I guess it was when all the rookies, all those young guys, the sons of players who played for the Blue Jays a couple years ago, faced him for the first time. And, like, Bichette and guys like, ah, like jumping out of the box.
It's dropping.
It was unbelievable, the action on Kershaw's pitches.
Yeah, when you start talking about the all-time greats, this is that pitcher milestone, right? 500 home runs for hitters. And this
3,000
Ks. Yeah, and this is a unique club. 20 pitchers have done it, guys, and some of the all-time best. Real quick, apparently the Warriors, Lakers, and Celtics are reportedly interested in Dame Lillard. Remember, he's a free agent now. He can sign wherever he wants as he recovers from that Achilles injury. And as things become official July 6th, we'll talk more about this next week, the Kevin Durant trade could reportedly expand to be a 7-team trade, which would be a record as to how they pull that off with the Rockets getting Kevin Durant. So we're not quite sure how that's all going to look. And the Mavs are finalizing an agreement to get Frank Vogel to join the team as the lead assistant. Remember, Vogel led the Lakers in the bubble to the NBA championship.
All right, Braves fans are going off the rails today, Carl, with our pitching situation. Yeah. Guy just texted us, says, Mike and Carl, whatever happened to Oscar Hinoa? I looked it up. He is currently on Leones de Yucatan in the Mexican League. He was released by the Twins last year.
Okay.
He's literally Kenny Powers. He's in the Mexican League.
Yeah, no doubt. He broke his hand or finger, right?
Yes, his hand. He was never the same.
Yeah. All right, we're coming back. We got to talk about the Hawks and what it could mean for Trae Young. What's expected if he does get that max contract? What's it going to mean, guys?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at PitchHitRun.com.
Tim Bell. People responding to Carlos Pena saying, I would entertain if I was the Braves trading Ronald Acuna. Don't yell at us, okay? We're just telling you what he said. That's stupid.
Don't kill the messenger.
That's not us. We're just saying. I don't agree with it. Come on. Acuna for life. I don't agree with this.
I'd never trade Acuna.
But he is saying we are in such dire straits with this record and where we're currently at and our pitching situation that you need to recoup some things. Braves back in action tonight. They won last night 8-3. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Before we get into this Trey stuff, though, Mike, when you start talking about the best outfielders in baseball, obviously he's one of them. He's going to start the All-Star game again. After coming back, guys, I mean, he May 23rd is when he made his debut. But he doesn't have a 15-year, $700 million contract like Juan Soto. He doesn't have a 12-year deal, $365 million like Mookie Betts. He's as good as – he's better than Soto. He's as good as any of these guys. Trout, the only guy is Shohei Ohtani because he pitches, sets him in a different stratosphere. Right, there's nobody else doing what Shohei's doing. So 10 years, $700 million for Shohei, I understand it. My point is, Acuna's contract is not even close to that. And outside of the fact that it'd be dumb to do it, okay, he is our most entertaining player. Did we not get juice when he came back to the lineup? Was he not exciting? He is also affordable. And that's the other reason.
Right, that's why you wouldn't trade him.
Yeah, that's just why you don't do this. It would be different if he had one of those monster deals and you said, like, okay, you know what? We got to clear some space here and be able to do some other things. Even though there's no cap in baseball, there is. Every team operates under one. But, Mike, that's the biggest reason for me. It's not only that it's dumb because he's your best player, but also this contract is so reasonable.
Right, and that's the thing, guys. You look at it. I mean, he's making just $2 million more than Sean Murphy. Hello, think about that long and hard. Yeah, he signed that 8-year, $100 million deal back in, what, 18?
18.
And it comes out right now, it's up to a carries. The last couple has been $17 million. He is an absolute steal beyond a. This is the greatest Groupon of all time that Alex has got in his back pocket with Ronald Acuna. So when you talk about trading assets, now if you want to say, would you trade Austin Riley? You know, because his contract's a little more pricier. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's if you want to get big, again, you got to trade big to get big. You want to get big results. You want to restock the pitching rotation. That might be something. But Acuna, the value makes, to me, him, untradeable, for lack of a better word.
So you said it, and this is the reason why the trading Acuna is crazy. But Carlos Pena is also saying, how do what Mike just said? How do you restock the pitching? And if you feel like you don't have enough of that in the farm system, and obviously we don't, then how do you acquire pitching outside of going to spend in free agency and certainly the trade deadline? That's the only other way you're going to do it.
Right, and we've already said, Grant brought up the point, like Ozuna with this hip injury, you're not getting anything for him right now. Now, somebody, if Ozuna continues to produce, and he's been a bit of a slump, Carl, if there's an uptick between now and the trade deadline, maybe you get some people sniffing around for Ozuna to have that bat in their lineup for making a pennant chase. But still, I don't think you're going to get the big haul, right, for that guy.
Yes, that's the thing. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Happy Thursday, everybody. We're talking about our Braves, obviously winning last night, but this comment from Carlos Pena talking about blowing it up and, more importantly, trading our best player has some people going, wait a minute, why would you do that, despite where we're at right now? All right, more on the Braves coming up. Mike, what's the likelihood that Trey Young re-signs for a lesser amount?
Is he happy with what's going on? Now, Porzingis going to stick? Because Porzingis is on a one-year deal. That's the one downside to this. And it's going to take more than a year for Ace and Newell to be NBA ready.
Expiring contract, yes.
Right. So unless Porzingis finds he loves it here and wants to re-up. But, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, this year is kind of twofold. To make a run and maybe get Trey to commit and to see also, and maybe from Anse's side, maybe Anse wouldn't say it to us, is to see what Trey does with a better supporting cast. And if he can't do it with his better supporting cast, then he's not going to get the Supermax.
Is trading him still on the table for you?
You'd have to do it by the trade deadline next February.
Yes. Yes, you would. Because then you find yourself in a situation where he's still on the team and he could walk if you hadn't offered, right? By the deadline, which gets into us into next spring.
The dreaded Al Horford scenario.
Yes, gets us into next spring. So, I do not think trading him right now is still on the table. I do think the scenario Mike is talking about, depending on how the season shakes out, and either you say, all right, we are all in and we're committed, and he's going to be here, or we're not, and you still have some reservations. But that's the thing about this new front office. We don't know really what they're thinking quite yet. I mean, we just went through a draft with Soleil, Mike, and we went through him making a deal or two, but we don't know, like, okay, what's the history, right? Like, we can kind of say, double A, all right, what's the history? Hopefully, he's going to sign guys early, and more than likely, as of right now, he's not going to pay for a high amount for starting pitching, right? That's the history.
Right. So you get into these different scenarios about, you know, how do you play it? What is the end game, too? By the way, I still think we're going to add some pieces, right? So there's still some things in the offing. Today, the story, and Carl got people fired up, and I said, I do it, was if you really are...
And most people agree with you, by the way.
...in consideration for a guy like Giannis. We haven't had a guy like Giannis here since Neek. You know, and Giannis and Trey, and you'd have to figure it out. And then Giannis and Trey and Okongwu. Now, that's the thing. Let me ask you this. Could you convince them to take, would you be willing to trade Okongwu with Jalen Johnson and keep Rhys Sachet? Because they're going to want Jalen Johnson, yes. I do believe.
Yeah, I do too. There's just too much upside there.
But Okongwu with Porzingis for a year and Giannis, there's a lot of, good luck trying to handle that in the front court, right? There's a lot of things you can do. You know, you got the pick and roll option and the kick out, and how are you going to defend it? And if you're going to collapse on that, someone's going to get some great open looks.
You're right. Look, everybody that was chiming in on that when we started the show talking about, you know, Mike's right about this. Dukes, you roll the dice. You got to take the chance. I hear you. And here's the thing. What's the projection? When Soleil's sitting in his office, Mike, and they go, Rhys Sachet 3 years from now, is he all NBA? Is he 20? Is he a 30-point a night guy? Because here's the deal, and I'm just going to use this as an example, and everybody's going to lose their mind. But trust me, when the Bulls saw Michael Jordan in his second year, there was no way in hell they were trading him.
Right.
The projection was, we got something. Do you feel that way about Rhys Sachet? Because if you do, then that nicks this deal. You go, we're not going to give up on him, even though he's young, and I know he's only played, you know, 1 year. That's what you have to think about. What you're talking about with Jalen Johnson, Mike, is what is Jalen in 2 years from now? Is he an NBA All-Star? Because if he is, then you're giving up all of that for right now, and you're saying, all right, what if we're good for 5 or 6 years versus one?
But the big if with Jalen is the health concern. I said that earlier to you about, you know, I don't want to, you know, invoke Zion's name, but there have been, you know, injuries. Some are just freakish. Upper body, it's not like a knee thing, but he hasn't been able to stay on the floor. You talked about get some sneakers that fit. Get some high tops, man. But you've got to weigh the options. Giannis be here for a number of years, 2 or 3, with Trey. And again, you got to kind of navigate Trey's contract and how he's going to – would he be willing to stay for a little less than full market value because all of a sudden now he's the 3 seed in the East every year and maybe even better? I just think when you've been in this play-in rut for so long, and part of the play-in rut is Jalen Johnson not being able to stay healthy. So I would move. I would just bet on the come and do it, and I would move on Rhys Sachet, who, by the way, you didn't really get to see what exactly he is. He only averaged 24.6 minutes. And, you know, Europeans are generally further down the progress line than American kids, if we're honest, coming out of college. I like both Rhys Sachet and Jalen, but I think Giannis is just such a unique opportunity. You do what you got to do.
He's the Greek freak. And would you say, though, that Giannis has had better teams, even if he joined this Hawks team, he's had better teams in Milwaukee that didn't win it. He played on better teams in Milwaukee that didn't win it.
There were some injuries, but the team that beat us, you know, and then went on, and you could argue they screwed up by getting rid of Coach Bud. But, you know, look, it is what it is. Bud is an acerbic personality. He wears out his welcome where he goes, but he is a hell of a coach. And when you lose, to me, they lost the worker bees. You had guys like what I mentioned yesterday, Drew Holiday and Portis. And you get, also, you look at the team, they had the good, like big dudes like Brook Lopez. You know, they had a nice mix, a good balance. And it seemed like they sort of chipped away, kind of their version of how we chipped away at the 21 championship team.
Yes.
Right? The conference championship team.
That's right. You're right. It's interesting, guys. This is all the stuff that the Hawks are going to have to figure out And part of this is, again, Trey does have a decision
right.
in this. It's not as if they're going to force his hand. He's got a decision whether he would take a lesser amount. And we say that, you know, this opting in, believe it or not, when you opt in now, you're taking a lesser amount, right? Right? When LeBron opts in for $52 million instead of opting out and saying, hey, I know I can get more, you are actually taking less. And for Trey, he's got a decision to make. And, Mike, first things first, he may not get the Supermax. You got to be, you know, all NBA right. to get there. But we're still talking about $230 or $40 million
right.
versus the $300 million that he would get if he was a Supermax guy.
I guess, do we look at the NBA the way we look at the NFL and the salary cap's going to keep expanding?
Yes.
So that's one area that – now, unless, like, wrestler packs the house and all of a sudden, hey, I am more comfortable now dipping my toe into the luxury tax, you know, these aprons, which no one understands. That's up for management. But you, first things first, you got to shock this system. I love the moves they've made. The Giannis thing would just be so – you know, the Giannis thing would be akin to when the Falcons moved up for Mike Vick. Mm. It's so un-Hawksy, right, for lack of a better word again. Right now, though, presently, I want to get it back. I'd love to get Chris Paul in here. As a backup point guard,
he's available.
Use his defense. So there's no, you got a defensive upgrade when Trey's off the floor, and he played. He stayed healthy last year at a later stage in his career. Some guys say, "What about Ben Simmons?" No freaking way. No, and then plus too expensive. But you could get Chris Paul for under $12 million. That's a good deal.
Yeah, Ben hadn't been the same guy since we broke the Sixers in 21. Right. I mean, that's just right. what it is.
Guy just hit us. What about Westbrook? Well, I mean,
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
No.
Not now. Because, you know, when it came, as you like to say, nut cutting time down the stretch for them, for Denver, he couldn't bring it.
No.
He couldn't get to the basket. He couldn't score.
No. He has moments because he just plays hard. That's who he's always been. But
I was thinking of that guy doing the meme in the driveway. And unfortunately, through the playoffs in the last series there, and it just didn't work.
No. Look, Russ is intriguing because, again, he had a nice run with the Nuggets. But think about his last few years and how many places he's been. Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets. All those teams were supposed to be championship caliber teams.
Right.
He didn't help take them over the top. Let's hear from our general manager while we're talking about the Hawks. It's Dukes and Bell, guys, coming up 4th and 1 in the 3 o'clock hour. We got some NFL news to get to, including the latest claims about Aaron Rodgers. Stay tuned for that. B-Max on the way. But this is our general manager, Ansi Saleh, talking about working in the Spurs organization and the Warriors organization when he talked to Mike and I last week and what that meant to him and how it helped him grow.
I said this to people all the time, where like I hit the lottery when it came to like working for organizations like the Spurs with Pop and RC, and the Warriors with Bob and Steve, and you know those guys like Steph and Dre and Clay, like Andre, just unbelievable human beings. And it was a great experience, man. Like I learned so much, and they did so much things a different way, which was really good for me because you know like there's a Spurs way, and then you go to the Warriors, and it's way different. But it was really good for me to develop and kind of take tidbits from like each of these leaders who are, I think, I mean, considered the two best GMs probably in the last 20 years.
Right.
So I've been really fortunate with that experience. And they kind of just let me dive into anything and everything. And again, really blessed that they gave me that opportunity.
And it's going to help us. That's going to help us. Look, that's invaluable experience. Mm-hmm. We always talk about this. I said this to Mike that day. We always talk about we need to go get a guy from a winning organization. We got one.
Right. Now, again, why we had to wait to let this guy be the dude making those decisions, I'll never understand that. Maybe, and again, we don't know. We'll ask Steve. He ain't going to tell us. But, like, you know, if Nick Wrestler, Tony Wrestler's son, was really involved as much as the Athletic article said 2 years ago, and that was basically the tail wagging then-general manager Landry Fields. And that now is ended, and now you got a guy who's an adult and a professional and gets it.
Yeah.
And brought in some good advisors, some other pieces, some other organizations, and so far so good.
I agree. All right, 404-726-0929. Find us on social media, guys, not just today, all weekend long. Let us know what you're doing for the 4th, what you got going on, what you're cooking, all those fun things, because it's going to be a fun weekend. Find Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. When we return, we got to talk about what was said about Aaron Rodgers, but that's not all he said. We'll tell you about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.